BBC Audio presents the Inspector Resnick Collection, based on the books by John Harvey, bringing together five full-cast dramatisations starring Nottingham-based, jazz-loving D.I. Charlie Resnick.
We present Wasted Years, a two-part serial by John Harvey, with Tom Wilkinson as Nottingham-based, jazz-loving Detective Inspector Charlie Resnick.
Every night I spend waiting, all those dreams and wasted tears, hoping you come find me, baby, after all these lonely years. In my dreams I see you, darling, walking.
Part 1. The present is 1992.
Hey! What?
Get out! Get out! Get out!
No, do it now! You want to stay alive? Do it now!
Centre today, an armed gang got away with close to £250,000. The senior officer investigating the robbery, Detective Inspector Charlie Resnick, issued the following.
3 minutes, Graham. Less time it takes to stand in line for a lottery ticket. Get it filled in.
Take the box for no publicity this lot, too. Stocking masks and sweatsuits, the four of them. Running shoes and gloves.
Not to mention a brace of shotguns. Get the team together, Graham. CID room, see what we've got so far.
Okay, keep it down.
Right, Sarge.
Okay, where do we start, Lynn?
Two security guards, sir. One of them's in Queens being treated for shock. The other was able to talk, gave as full a description as he could, but not a great help, I'm afraid. Average height, average build, nothing specific at all.
How about the voices, accent?
Pretty standard, apparently. I'll talk to the guard in the hospital later, see if he remembers any differently.
Okay, Lynn, Kevin. Spoke to the manager, sir. Collections and deliveries were worked according to the same rota. Easy enough for anyone interested to know when the money was being moved in and out. This morning was no different from any other.
CID, DS Millington. It looks like we found both cars.
Okay.
Yeah, where? Queen's Drive, back of those warehouses. Okay, thanks.
Right, best get down there, Graham, take a look.
On my way.
Keith, what time do you call this? I've been sat here listening to that arthritic rubbish all morning.
It was me dad, he wanted a hand.
I bet. Hosing him down, were it? Or just swabbing the vomit off the floor? I don't know why you didn't get out of there a long time since.
Not like me mum, you mean?
You've got no ambition. Still be shuffling round at home when you're about 30.
Right. So I should start thinking about one of them places in the lace market, that what you mean? What is it? Loft development. Yeah, just see me waltzing into the building society. Here, my man, give some mortgage.
Something like that. Why not?
Yeah, great, Darren. Fat chance.
Now shut your moaning and get us another tea. And one of them sausage cobs, bran sauce.
I'm skinned.
Here, take this. Get one for your sen. And get a move on.
Right. Two sausage cobs and two teas.
Coming up.
Something I want to show you. Read that.
What about it?
$250,000 in less than 5 minutes.
There you are. Yeah. Time.
Planning. Shotguns. The lot. Brilliant. Clean away.
So?
So? Don't it give you ideas?
No.
It's just as well I've got more than enough for both of us, then, ain't it?
Yep. Ran a check, sir. Armed robberies, like you said. Couple might be worth looking into. There was this wages snatch at a factory in Wolverhampton 6 months back. Four blokes, two pairs of cars in relays.
Armed?
One shotgun, not discharged. Seems to have been well planned, in and out fast, and since then no sight and sound. Some rumour they might have had inside help, but nothing definite.
Go on.
Well, the other one was a supermarket over at Burton, bank holiday weekend. Details I've seen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?